Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, September 20th. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm hoping for a beautiful day where we can get outside and just enjoy creation and be mindful that God created all of this world for our enjoyment. Our Old Testament reading today is Isaiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 9. I've really been chomping at the bit to read this passage. I memorized a portion of this in my early 20s, verses 3 and 4, and it's a meaningful passage to me. I hope it will be to you as well. There's a shift here in this passage to more of a poem or a song of praise, as it says in the NIV. Also, much of this language is about the New Jerusalem. In this section from chapters 24 to 27, it's a tale of two cities, the lofty city and the city here on earth, and then the New Jerusalem, the city where God reigns and where His kingdom comes in our lives and we live in a way that honors Him. Starting in verse 1, in that day the song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Himself is the rock eternal. He humbles those who dwell on high. He lays the lofty city low. He levels it to the ground and casts it down to the dust. Feet trample it down, the feet of the oppressed, the footsteps of the poor. The path of the righteous is level. You, the upright one, make the way of the righteous smooth. Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your laws, we wait for you. Your name and your renown are the desire of our hearts. My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. I don't think that I can add a lot here, but I do want to go back and reread some of this passage. My favorite verses, 3 and 4. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Himself is the rock eternal. The image of a rock here is something that is strong, something that can be trusted, something that is unmoved. Does anyone out there need peace today? Do you need your mind to be stayed on the Lord? Me too. Lord, help us to trust in you. Return our thoughts to you and your faithful love. Then looking on to verse 9, this is a prayer for us. My soul yearns for you in the night. May it be, Lord, that we go to bed thinking about you. And in the morning, my spirit longs for you. When we wake up, Lord, put a song and a verse on our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for the peace that you do provide, even in tumultuous times and situations. We pray for those who are in difficult situations, that you would lead them by your good spirit in level paths. In the book of Acts today, we're continuing on in Saul's story. We're starting in chapter 9, verse 26. And this is interesting because Paul, or Saul, goes to Jerusalem eventually, and he tries to join the disciples, but they had heard about him, and they're like, we don't want him in our midst. But Barnabas becomes kind of an intermediary and takes Paul with him. And it made me think about people who have a past, and how the Lord, when He transforms their lives, still others may be skeptical about that person, and sometimes for a good reason. But in Saul's situation, and also in the lives of other redeemed individuals, God completely resurrects them. He makes them new. And it's so exciting to see Paul live for Jesus. I pray that's our story as well. When he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul, on his journey, had seen the Lord, and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. So Saul stayed with them and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. He talked and debated with the Hellenistic Jews, but they tried to kill him. When the believers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace and was strengthened. Living in the fear of the Lord and encouraged by the Holy Spirit, it increased in numbers. As Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the Lord's people who lived in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who was paralyzed and had been bedridden for 8 years. "Aeneas," Peter said to him, "Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your mat." Immediately, Aeneas got up. All those who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. As we turn to Psalm 70, I'm reminded of all the emotions we feel as believers or just even as humans. In this passage, Psalm 70, verses 4 and 5, several emotions are highlighted. For those who rejoice in the Lord and His saving help, they say He's great. They feel wonderful. But in seasons where we come to the Lord and we don't have a clear answer and we need help, but we feel like the Lord is delaying, we feel anxious and stressed. I'm glad that the Lord allows us to bring all our pre-reflective thought to Him. We know, as it says in Isaiah, that we are to trust Him forever because He's the rock. But sometimes we have to process through those emotions, and the Psalms help us to do that. So wherever you find yourself today, I pray that these words would encourage you. Starting in verse 4, "But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, 'The Lord is great.' But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. Lord, do not delay." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I'm going to pray these scriptures kind of backwards today, from the Psalm to Acts and then to Isaiah. Will you pray with me? Lord, we recognize our total dependence upon you. We are poor and needy. We pray that you would come and help and deliver us. Thank you for the ultimate deliverance in Jesus. We pray for the situations that rise to the top of our mind. Maybe they've kept us up half the night. We ask, Lord, that you would not delay in those situations, that you would provide your wisdom, your watch care, your spirit, and your help. Thank you, Lord, for all of those Ebenezer stones that we can look to and rejoice and be glad and say, "The Lord is great. He saved me there." Father, we're mindful in the book of Acts that you do transform the lives and hearts of others. Thank you for Barnabas and how he encouraged Paul. Help us to be people who encourage those around us today. And then thank you, Lord, for your word, for those passages of scripture that mean so much to us. Remind us of your goodness, that you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Help us, Lord, to trust you, the rock eternal. We pray all this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.